Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. She responds to Lunishmas Ayim Yaakov Shom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara in Mudalev says there's a difference between Doris HaRishonim and Doris HaAchronim. The earlier generations, they were trying to be Mischayev and Meiser, and they brought the fruits through the main gate of the house in order to be Chayev and Meiser. And Doris HaAchronim, they brought the fruits through a back doorway in order not to be Chayev and Meiser. The Mefarshim were bothered by the fact that Doris HaAchronim, how can it be they're trying to avoid mitzvahs? And especially in the Yerushalmi, it's clear that Doris HaAchronim were Amoroim themselves. They were bringing fruits through the back door in order not to be Chayev and Meiser. How do we understand this? So the Chofetz Chaim and the Sefer Shem Oilam seems to explain that the reasoning of Doris HaAchronim was they were afraid, they were scared to get an oinish, to get a punishment, to do something wrong and be punished for it. So therefore, what do? They make sure they have no obligation. The mile of Doris HaRishonim is they love the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They couldn't care less about schar v'oinish of the mitzvah. They tried to do as much as possible rotzad Hashem. And he says that's the pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim. Asher ish yirei Hashem b'mitzvosov chofetz meod. Person who really is Yoreh Hashem, meaning he has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't mind the punishment. And the Doris HaAchronim didn't have that milo, they had a little bit of a chisorin that they tried to avoid the punishment. The Chasam Sofer has another pshat in the sugya. He says like this. It's brought down specifically Gabi Meiser. Bechanuni na bezois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Am Yisrael, test me. You will see if you do Meiser, I'll give you bracha ad belidai. You'll get so much back. Don't worry to give Meiser. But to do a mitzvah in order to get a reward, that's not appropriate. Adrabo, schar mitzvah be'ai al maleiko. You can't really get rewarded fully for a mitzvah in this world. So Doris HaRishonim, that they were big tzaddikim, even though they knew if someone does Meiser, he gets such big reward, such big schar in this world of bechanuni na bezois. They did the mitzvah l'shem shamayim with no other cheshbonis, no other request and anticipation for reward came in. But Doris HaAchronim, they're not that big tzaddikim. And for them, it was very important to get the reward. They wanted to get the schar of someone who gives ma'aser to get that huge bracha. But to do a mitzvah for schar, it's not appropriate. So therefore, they did a trick that should not be a mitzvah. That should not be at least such a big mitzvah. They took the ma'aser through the back door, but now mechuyov to give ma'aser. They still gave ma'aser, so immediately they get the reward, but it's not a reward for a mitzvah. It's a reward for something that they're doing, even though they're not obligated to do. That's the cheshbon Doris HaAchronim, that's what the Chasam Sofer explains. Another explanation we find in the Yismach Moshe. The Yismach Moshe Pasha's history says that the cheshbon is like this. We know that the Gemara discusses who is greater, Godel mitzuvim voice, someone who's obligated to do something, or Godel misha'ena mitzuvim voice, someone who's not obligated to do something, he still does it. Now, what's the reason that Godel mitzuvim voice, misha'ena mitzuvim voice? So the famous thesis that says that the reason is because someone's mitzuvim voice, he's doigu mitzvah, he's always worried about because he has the yetzahara. He needs to overcome the yetzahara, so it's something that he needs to work on. Someone who's not mitzuvim voice, he doesn't have the yetzahara to worry about. We know also that anybody who's godol mechaveroi, yitzra godol imenu, the yitzhar is much greater for bigot tzaddikim. So he may have taken all these cheshboinis, says the Yisrael Moshe like this. In the earlier generations, the yitzhar was very big. So immediately, it was worthwhile to be mitzuvah voiset, because they have a big yitzhar to overcome. And if you have a big yitzhar, you get the reward of mitzuvah voiset. But Doris HaAchronim, the Yetzirah is much smaller. So if so, you're not really getting the benefit of Mitzvah Voice. The only reason Mitzvah Voice is better than any Mitzvah Voice is because of the overcoming of the Yetzirah. But if the Yetzirah is not so great, so any Chalam is better to be any Mitzvah Voice. That's why Doris HaAchronim, they made sure that they're not obligated in Meiser, and they did it anyway as Misha Einu Mitzvah Voice. Because by then the Yetzirah wasn't so great, so it's really not really worthwhile to be Mitzvah Voice. This Yisach Moshe is very hard to understand, because every generation, on that level of that generation, it's greater to be Mitzvah Voice, Mishen Mitzvah Voice. But in the name of the Imre Emes, it says this idea from the other direction. He says like this, the Doris HaRishonim, they were so great, they knew they would be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. So they preferred to do Mitzvah V'Oseh, which is greater than Mishnah Mitzvah V'Oseh. And even though they have a Yetzer Hara, they knew they'll be able to overcome it. But Doris HaRishonim, they were scared they will not be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. So therefore they made sure not to be Mitzvah V'Oseh. So at least they don't have the Yetzer Hara. Now they do it, Mishnah Mitzvah V'Oseh. Because they wanted to avoid the Nisayon, they wanted to avoid that challenge that we're not sure they'd be able to overcome it. In any case, we have here a few drachim and gedolei rabbeinu to explain the pshat and doros ha'achronim, why they tried to avoid the obligation of the mitzvah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.